Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. We have all the answers to your home, building or farm needs.
You're very welcome back now to part two of this very close competition, the final of Top Pub 2014. Now, we start again with Da Vinci's Bar team questions. Here we go, gentlemen and lady. How far is Dover from Calais? Within a mile. How far is Dover from Calais?
Twenty-one miles. 20.6.
That's close enough for me. 2 points to you on Greenan Hotel. Where was Goliath born? Goliath was from...
Keenan?
He wasn't. Throw it over for a bonus point to Da Vinci's.
Gath.
Gath is the correct answer. Gath in Palestine. Now, your own question, Da Vinci's Bar. Who ordered the execution of Mary, Queen of Scots?
Elizabeth the First.
Elizabeth the First is the correct answer for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, who wrote Wuthering Heights? Wuthering Heights.
Emily Bronte.
She did for 2 points. Da Vinci's Bar, how many movements does a concerto usually have? A concerto.
Four.
Throw it over for possible bonus to On Greenan Hotel.
Three.
Three is the correct answer. You pick up a bonus point there on Greenan Hotel. Now, your own question. What's the part of the fraction written below the numerator?
Dividend.
Throw it across for a bonus point to Da Vinci's.
Denominator.
The denominator is what the word you were looking for, so you picked up your bonus point back again. Now, Da Vinci's Bar. Near Ayers Rock is a lake named after which famous composer? Near Uluru or Ayers Rock, there's a lake named after a composer. What's the lake? Or who's the composer, actually?
Mozart.
That is the answer. Do you know what the name of the lake is?
Wolfgang.
No. It's not. But you got the right answer. Mozart is called Lake Amadeus. You picked up 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, what do we call Lac Le Mans? Or Le Mans. L-E-M-A-N. Lac Le Mans.
Lake Geneva?
That's correct. For 2 points, Lake Geneva. Well done. Well, that's the end of the first of round of the second part of the competition. And Donal.
Yep. In that round, Billy, Da Vinci's Bar in Derry scored 8 and on Greenan Hotel in Bird scored 5. The score is now Da Vinci's on 65 and on Greenan Hotel on 55.
Right, here we go. Team questions, Da Vinci's Bar. On which continent is Queen Maud land?
Antarctica.
Antarctica is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, in sailing, what would you be doing if you were beating?
You'd be sailing against the wind.
You would be sailing against the wind. Sailing into the wind. Yep. 2 points. Da Vinci's Bar. In 1941, Germany had an ally in attacking Russia. Who were the ally? Which country? 1941, with Germany, attacked Russia.
Japan.
Throw it over for a bonus point to On Greenan Hotel.
Romania.
The answer was Finland. Finland was Germany's ally. Now, On Greenan Hotel, your own question. Whose final words were, the rest is silence? The rest is silence.
Hamlet?
Hamlet is correct for 2 points. Well known or a good guess? I'm not sure, but it was worth it anyway. Now, Da Vinci's bar. Who was famous for his water lily paintings?
Monet.
Claude Monet is the correct answer for 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, what's the difference between lamb and mutton?
The mutton comes from an adult and lamb is from a young sheep.
That's okay. What I specifically want here is I want an age.
Over 1 year?
Actually, that's right. 12 months. If it's under 12 months, it's a lamb. If it's over 12 months, it's mutton. That'll do. I'll accept that. Da Vinci's bar. Who is known as the King of Hollywood? The King of Hollywood.
Clark Gable.
Clark Gable was, for 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, on the site of which prison does the Old Bailey stand? On the site of which prison does the Old Bailey in London stand?
Highgate.
Throw it over for a possible bonus point to Da Vinci's.
Newgate.
Newgate is the site of that's the Old Bailey Newgate prison. Well, that's the end of that particular round. Donal.
Yep, after that round, Billy, Da Vinci's Bar in Derry scored 7 and on Greenon Hotel in Burt scored 6. The score is now Da Vinci's Bar Derry on 72 and on Greenon Hotel Burt are on 61.
Right, here we go. Team questions again for Da Vinci's Bar. What's the capital of Guernsey? Guernsey.
St. Peterport.
St. Peterport is the correct answer. 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, what was Tessa Sanderson's main event? Tessa Sanderson.
Javelin.
The javelin is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's Bar. Who played the scarecrow in the film The Wizard of Oz? Who played the scarecrow?
No answer.
No answer. Throw it over for a possible bonus to Greenon Hotel. Scarecrow.
Frank Boom.
No, Ray Bolger was the name of the chap who played the scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. Now, your own question on Greenon Hotel. Why did King George I find it very hard to understand his subjects?
He couldn't speak English.
He could not. He spoke German. 2 points to you. Da Vinci's Bar. Who was the captain of Jules Verne's Nautilus?
Captain Nemo.
He was, for 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, what is Pinot Noir? P-I-N-O-N-O-I-R.
It's a wine or grape?
It is. It is deemed to be the world's best wine grape. It's from Burgundy. 2 points to you. Da Vinci's Bar. In nautical terms, what is whipping? Whipping.
Tying twine around a rope.
For what purpose?
To prevent it from unravelling.
That's what I was looking for. To stop it fraying. Yep, I'll have to give you that. You were so close I couldn't throw that over. That was basically right. 2 points to you. On Greenon Hotel, on the bridge of a ship, where would you find the compass?
In the binnacle.
The binnacle is absolutely correct for 2 points on Greenon Hotel. Right, we're coming up now to the individual questions again, gentlemen, but in the meantime, Donald.
In that round, Billy, Da Vinci's Bar in Derry scored 6 and on Greenon Hotel in Burt scored 8. The score is now Da Vinci's Bar 78, on Greenon Hotel 69.
Catching up, here we go with the individual questions. The first 4 to Da Vinci's Bar. Hugh, your question. What colour, normally, are cornflowers?
Yellow.
They're blue. They're blue hue. Cornflower blue eyes. You never hear them. Anyway, Jim, Peters and who sang Welcome Home in 1973?
Lee.
Lee is correct for 2 points. Joan, what term means dying without leaving a will?
Intestate
is correct, John. You're very quiet over there. 2 points to you. And Dennis, where would you find your patella?
In your knee.
It is your knee. Yep, well done. 2 points. On Grain and Hotel, your 4 questions now. Excuse me. John, what's the nest of an eagle called?
An eyrie.
It is for 2 points. Pat, who wrote the screenplay and starred in the film Nanny McPhee?
Well, Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson did for 2 points. Hubert, how many squares on a chessboard? Many squares on a chessboard.
64.
64 is correct. If you were trying to be clever, you could have answered 204 if you add them all up together, but 64 is normally the right answer. And Michael, what's the capital of the Isle of Man?
Douglas.
Douglas is correct for 2 points. Well, that's the end of the first individual round and the second half of the show. Donal.
Well, in that round, Billy, Da Vinci's Bar in Derry scored 6 and Ungreenan Hotel in Birth scored 8. The score is now Da Vinci's Bar 84 and Ungreenan Hotel 77.
Right. Just before we carry on with the individual questions, I'll just remind you that this quiz final is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. They have all the answers to your building, home and farming needs. Thank you very much indeed, Rafoe Hardware. Now, second round of individual question, Da Vinci's Bar. Hugh, who recorded the album Simply the Best?
Tina Turner.
She did for 2 points. Jim, who presented the very first Mastermind? Mastermind. I've no doubt you're a fan of the programme. He's shaking his head.
Magnus.
Who?
Magnus Magnusson.
He did for 2 points. Well done. Magnus Magnusson is the right answer. Joan, how many degrees Celsius? At how many degrees Celsius does water freeze? How many degrees?
Zero
is correct, John, for 2 points. Dennis, which composer wrote the water music?
Handel.
Handel did for 2 points. Now, your own individual questions over in on Grain and Hotel. John, who starred as Benjamin in The Graduate?
Dustin Hoffman.
He did, Dustin Hoffman, for 2 points. Pat, which herb is made into a sauce and served with lamb?
Mint.
Mint is correct for 2 points. Hubert, where did the dish paella originate?
Spain.
Spain is correct for 2 points. Michael, what was Tony Robinson's role in the Blackadder series? Tony Robinson played. Struggling? Can't remember? Baldrick, Michael. Baldrick. That's who he played. Well, you'll all glad to know that there are no more individual rounds. So, Donal.
In that round, Billy, Da Vinci's Bar Derry scored 8 and Ungreenan Hotel Burt scored 6. The total score is now Da Vinci's Bar 92, Ungreenan Hotel 83.
Right, we still have 3 rounds to go, folks. So anything can change in that time. Da Vinci's Bar, the last roundup. Team question. What month and year did Elvis Presley die?
August 1977.
You seem to know that very well. 2 points to you. On Greenon Hotel, which soccer club plays at Elland Road?
Leeds United.
Leeds United is also correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's Bar, the larva of a moth or butterfly is called what?
Caterpillar.
That is correct. Caterpillar is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, which TV Western brought Clint Eastwood to the public's attention?
Rawhide.
Rawhide is also correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's Bar, in which country is the city of Salamanca? Salamanca.
Spain.
Spain is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, who was known as the Sultan of Saab, the Tear Leader, and the Prince of Wales? W-A-I-L-S.
Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray is the right answer for 2 points. Well done. Da Vinci's Bar. In which southern African desert do the Bushmen wander?
The Kalahari Desert.
The Kalahari Desert is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, in which country was the Neanderthal Valley, or is Neanderthal Valley?
Germany.
It was in Germany. 2 points for On Greenan Hotel. So, with 2 rounds to go, Donald.
In that round, Billy, both teams scored a perfect 8. Da Vinci's Bar in Derry now stand on 100, and On Greenan Hotel in Burt, 91.
Here we go. 2 rounds to go. Still plenty to play for. Da Vinci's Bar. Team questions. Whose last novel was Jude the Obscure?
Thomas Hardy.
Thomas Hardy is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, what is considered to be the world's fastest field sport? The world's fastest field sport.
Hurling.
Hurling is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's Bar, who won a Nobel Prize, declined a peerage, and said, "We learn from history that we learn nothing from history." He won a Nobel Prize, he declined a peerage, and said, "We learn from history that we learn nothing from history." Who was that?
Albert Einstein.
Throw it over for a possible bonus.
George Bernard Shaw.
It was George Bernard Shaw. Well done. You picked up a bonus point there on Greenan Hotel. Now, it's your own question. What is the highest volcano in Europe? The highest volcano in Europe. I can tell you it's 10,922 feet, if you want to know. Answer, please.
Etna.
Etna, Mount Etna, is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's Bar. On which island would you find huge figures carved from volcanic rock?
Easter Island.
Easter Island is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, in which American state did the surrender by Cornwallis to Washington take place? In which state? It was after the Battle of Yorktown.
Pennsylvania.
Throw it across for a possible bonus to Da Vinci's. Please, in a hurry.
Virginia.
Virginia is the right answer for 1 point. You picked up a bonus point there. Now, Da Vinci's Bar, your own question. Who wrote A History of the English-Speaking Peoples?
Sir Winston Churchill.
He did, for 2 points. And on Greenan Hotel, what was the colonial name for Malawi? Malawi.
Southern Rhodesia.
It wasn't. Possible bonus to Da Vinci's Bar.
Tanganyika.
It wasn't. It was Nyasaland. Nyasaland is the answer. Well, we have 1 round left to go in this final, so let's hear what the score is from Donal.
In that round, Billy, Da Vinci's Bar in Derry scored 7 and On Greenan Hotel in Burt scored 5. The cumulative scores now, Da Vinci's Bar 107 and On Greenan Hotel in Burt 96.
Here we go. Last round. Da Vinci's Bar. What is the surname of show-jumping father and son, Harvey and Robert?
Harvey Smith.
Smith is the right answer. 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, Clayton Moore was the Lone Ranger. Who played Tonto? No? Who played Tonto?
No idea.
Throw it over for possible bonus.
Jay Silverheels.
Jay Silverheels is the name of the chap. Do you not happen to know what his real name was, do you?
No.
Okay, it was Harold J. Smith, but he was known as Jay Silverheels. Your own question, Da Vinci's Bar. Where was the treaty signed at the end of the American War of Independence? Where was the treaty signed at the end of the American War of Independence? 1783 it was signed. Answer, please, Hugh.
The Treaty of London.
It wasn't. Throw it over for possible bonus to Greenon.
Annapolis?
It was the Treaty of Paris. It was signed in Paris, gentlemen. Now, on Greenon Hotel, what is the main island of Japan called? The main island of Japan.
Honshu.
Honshu is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's Bar. John Henry Deutschendorf became which singer?
John Denver.
He did. John Denver is the right answer for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, Cape Comorin, C-O-M-O-R-I-N, is the most southerly point of which country? You could even say which continent, nearly. Cape Comorin. John?
South America.
I'll throw it over for possible bonus to Da Vinci's Bar.
South Africa?
It isn't. It's India, gentlemen. India. India. It's now called Kanyakumari, but Cape Comorin, we know it is. There are 2 questions left. Da Vinci's Bar. The legendary Lorelei lies in wait for victims on which river?
The River Rhine.
The River Rhine is correct for 2 points. And on Greenon Hotel, the last question for you. What is the motto of the BBC? What's the motto of the BBC? Any good? Answer, John.
Truth to all nations.
We shall throw it over to Da Vinci's Bar.
Nation shall speak unto nation.
No, gentlemen. Nation shall speak peace unto nation is the actual answer to that. Well, gentlemen, the quiz is ended. And here is Donal with the final score.
I can tell you, Billy, in that round, Da Vinci's Bar in Derry scored 7. Anton Greenan Hotel in Burt scored 2. The final scores, Da Vinci's Bar in Derry 114. On Greenan Hotel in Burt 98, and I can therefore declare that the top pub team 2014 is Da Vinci's Bar, Derry.
Well done. well done, chaps. Well done. A memorable final. Very well done. Particular congratulations to the winners, Da Vinci's Bar. Well, just before we present the prizes, I would like to thank all the teams which took part this year and hope to see you all again next year. Thank you to Canis, to Oisin, and Tommy for engineering, and to Fionnuala and Donal for the timing and the scorekeeping. So, here to accept the perpetual trophy and €500, which goes to Da Vinci's on behalf of the winning pub, is Captain Hugh Gilliland.
On behalf of Highland Radio, I just want to, first of all, congratulate all the teams that were involved. There were 16 fantastic teams. Billy is a very tough quiz master. Some of those questions, I don't know where he found them. They were definitely left afield. But on behalf of your team in particular, I just want to say congratulations and well done. And just ask you, have you decided which charity that you wish the money to go towards?
Yes, we would like the money split between the Donegal Hospice and the Foyle Hospice.
Both worthy charities. Well done and congratulations to you and all your team. And on behalf of Highland again, just want to thank Billy and Donal and Canis for their fantastic work over the past few weeks. I look forward to seeing you all as part of the Highland Radio Quiz next year. And we'll see whether or not you can be bet then.
Well done. Well done.
Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz was brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to your home, farming or building questions.